This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Necessarily in the order in which I love them. Ken Kesper, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, you are there as well. You know, we were talking about football and the Ray Rice thing. For those of you who are just joining us, the Cleveland Browns selected linebacker Christian Kirksey in the third round of the NFL draft. He was an honorable mention, all Big Ten player, wanted to make the team's 53-man roster, from St. Louis, Missouri originally, achieved that goal, but then it was made known that he achieved even greater status. He's been immortalized in one of the greatest video game glitches ever seen, the Madden 15 era. What are you laughing at?
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, right. So he's now, according to the way it was videoed, he's 6'2" in real life, but he showed up as 1'2".
<That's small.
laughs> He's like his little mini football player on the video game.
Starring in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something. You can see the story in the video at DougStefan.com.
That's really funny.
The president of the United States is trying to muster support among most of our allies and friends. He says so far he's got 22 countries that are standing with us to get rid of ISIS. And I'm speculating here, but I wonder if any of you have thought about it in the way in which I am thinking about it. And I'm not saying that this is the only way to think about it, but imagine you're running ISIS, and you've been around for 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year. And there are...
When you hear a whistle over your shoulder.
80 or... Well, maybe that's one thing that you might be thinking about. What I'm thinking about is, I must be pretty tough stuff. It's going to take 22... These people figure it's going to take 22 countries to wipe me out. 22, the most powerful country in the world that spends $700 billion a year on armaments, defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they can't do it alone. They're going to go get 22 other countries to take us out. I'd be thinking I was pretty tough stuff if I'm running ISIS.
Or you're thinking, uh-oh, I'm
you're
in
right.
trouble.
Well,
yeah.
Got twisted.
You don't have a friend in the room.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no friends in this room. But it just I thought about that earlier, and I thought, okay, well, if they whether they think about it that way mistakenly or not, it still is.
I think it's even less from that perspective. I think President Obama has not had all this support before, so I think now that he has it behind him, he wants everybody to know he's got it.
Right. Yes, right. Okay, speaking of getting it, the fourth American with Ebola has come back to U.S. soil. Name has not been released. Person had been working in an Ebola treatment center in Sierra Leone. How many of you have watched some of the video? How many of you have seen the pictures? How many of you are following this as the World Health Organization issues yet another day of dire warnings? And this is this was concentrating right on Liberia itself. Number of afflicted patients increasing exponentially. Nearly all the country confirmed cases. And here's how it rears its head in terms of international commerce. This is a story, the only reason I tell you it, because I got this information yesterday from a broker. I have an old D9 Caterpillar bulldozer that I'm trying to sell. It would not sell in the United States because it's too big, it's too hard to move around. But a lot of the Asian countries that are coming online and African countries are interested in this sort of equipment. So the broker comes to me, and the piece of equipment is worth today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, this thing, if it keeps running, worth $30,000. All right? All day long. So I had somebody from Nigeria who called maybe 2 or 3 months ago. This was something I'm doing, actually, to help someone, an estate that was a friend of mine who had this stuff. And so they asked me if I would help them because I know a little bit about the equipment business. And I said I will. And so I have been. I've sold some stuff at reasonable prices. But this is the first piece of equipment that really only has value to this part of the world. So this guy is a Nigerian, and he's working with Liberian connections. They are the people who have the money. So he said at first, yeah, I think this is worth $30,000 or close to it. And so he saw that it ran, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so then he came back to me. This was maybe 2 months ago. $25,000 we'll give you for it. I said, eh, you know, it's worth $30,000, but I'll think about it. And I thought about it. I said, well, let's go halfway. And then he didn't give me an answer. And 3 weeks later, he comes back at $20,000. And so I said, no, the original price was $30,000. You know, we got to stick to something that's close to that. No, I'm not going to give you $20,000. Take it or leave it. So I didn't take it. And again, realizing that this is a market. This is the market for stuff like this. The area that we're talking about that's so full of Ebola now, across the basically the equator of Africa. So then he calls me a couple of weeks ago and says, I'll give you 21 for it. And I want to come see it run again. Okay, come see it run again. Then he comes and sees it run again, and he calls me back and says, okay, I have to get the funds wired. The value is going down, down, down. No, but the story's not what you think. What happened was yesterday they called and said they could only raise $13,000, and the reason that they couldn't raise any more than that is because it wouldn't go to any of the countries that are going through this Ebola thing. Basically, he said all of commerce in all of these countries has just flat stopped. They have all of the Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Liberia, and the other areas that we're talking about here, completely stopped all commerce. Nothing's going in, nothing's going out. I thought that was kind of an interesting way of sort of putting into relative terms what it is that's going on over there in real terms, and how practical it is, in a sense, the practical side of the realities of what it must be like over there, is that we, you know, understand what it was like after September 11th here. It was not the same crisis, but it was a crisis. Everything stopped. Business stopped. Everything stopped. So imagine that in your world, and I think it's an interesting thing, perspective to put on it. The physical education world, as schools get started, a lot of us are thinking about phys ed in schools, and what actually goes on there, and how it is that we don't have more emphasis again on phys ed. There's a report from researchers at the University of Illinois that I want to talk to Andrea Metcalf and you about in just a moment here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Health in the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we welcome back Andrea Metcalf, who is one of America's leading fitness experts. She's a celebrity trainer, fitness entrepreneur, one of the most respected and in-demand fitness trainers, workout expert, public speaker, nutrition coach. Man, has she got it going. So I wanted to talk to you about this research done in your home state where the University of Illinois down in Urbana-Champaign, it's actually Champaign-Urbana, recruited 40 8- to 10-year-old boys and girls, half of whom had ADHD. They all took a series of computerized academic and attention tests. Later on, on one occasion, they sat and read quietly for 20 minutes, and another they walked briskly for 20 minutes. After each task, the children wore caps containing electrodes that recorded electrical activity in the brain. The results should make most people in public education question the wisdom of cutting physical education classes. What do you glean out of this, Andrea? It's sort of like it's meat fodder for what you've been teaching and preaching most of your adult life, right?
I know. It's like, when are we going to really get it? You have great evidence right there that if you just simply walk, your brain is going to work better. And we know even from that recent University of Georgia study that when those kids did 20 to 40 minutes of exercise daily, they felt better about themselves. When you feel better about yourself, you're going to perform better. Everything improves. You know, we have this conversation over the weekend about, you know, what gives kids self-esteem, things they're really good at, or things they're appreciated for and noticed. And certainly, this is, again, another reason for kids and adults to get up and start walking. It's just it's amazing that we're not putting money into these programs.
Well, the thing that happens, and this is a political thing, the towns used to pay for all the educational opportunity, then the state got involved, and then the feds, and as soon as all these upper layers get involved, we'll give you the money, but you do what we say, and then we become dependent on them. They stop the money for phys ed. It's almost like there's an insidious plot to screw up America, body, physical, the mind, all of these things. And so it's such common sense, Andrea. It must be very frustrating for somebody like you to see the pendulum going the other way.
Yeah, you know, there is a site, PHIT, which is a promotion of trying to get the government signature of petition to get people to get physical education back in the schools. PHIT.org, PHIT. And it's something we have to look at. You know, we now record overweight and obese children, which we never did about 20 years ago. In fact, 16% of 2 to 9-year-olds in this country are obese, which has never happened before. We really have to start somewhere, and you have to start as a good role model. All your listeners, you guys have to be good role models. Get up and walk.
Put the physical in education. It sort of makes you wonder, and this is not meant to be a political statement, but with all the focus, Mrs. Obama, for example, is all over phys ed. So why in the world doesn't she get her husband to work the numbers back? So instead of spending so much money on defense, or if you look at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in our entire system, there's plenty of money for phys ed in the public schools. It's outrageous that we put up with this sort of thing. Check out Andrea's website, AndreaMetcalf.com, and see her article and her blog on putting the physical in education. Thank you, Andrea.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A symphony of sound. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Funky. Yeah, it's very funky. Is that the
it's our buddy over at Merriam Webster.
That's right. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band were number five during this week in 1976. We go through the big pop hits just for fun for a few moments here. A fifth of Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. Yes, the oven is on.
Bill and Ted
makes him sound a little funkier.
Uh-huh. So that's number five. Get to number four, which I thought was a great romantic pop hit. I love this song. England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see it tonight. What a great song this is. Dragon number eight.
Yeah, that loves to see you tonight.
What's the story in this song?
Not
what?
Funky. Funky.
No, it's not funky. No, it's true.
We could go walking through Windy Park. Take a drive along the beach.
I just love these corny pop.
Stand home and watch TV.
I didn't notice, really.
It really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about living in.
I have not been happier. I don't mind admitting this. I can't tell you the last time, and you can tell by listening to me anyway, even though I'm concerned about Charlotte. That has not been overshadowed because it's two different things. But I can't remember a time in my life when I've been happier. And I didn't know what to expect when Meredith moved in. But
say I love you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'll hit the next song.
Sappy.
No, the next song doesn't fit. Song number two fits.
Number three, though. We got to go in order. Number three is Wild Cherry.
Now we're talking.
Play that funky music, baby. White boy. Richie loves this. He loves to tell everybody what a white boy I am.
Love this.
This is funky,
Richie.
Yeah, funky. This is funky. Number three this week in 1976, Wild Cherry. Play that funky music. Okay, number two, Back to the Romance. That's a great, another great pop romance song. Lou Rawls was number two during this week in 76. You will never find another love like mine. Richie convinces Shanna to this every night. Crank it up, Richie.
You'll never find. It'll take the end of
don't you love
time.
That piano? What does it?
He had such a great voice.
Ah, perfect voice. I always get him confused with, who's the minister? The other black guy that was a great singer.
Al Green.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. I get the two of them.
I remember when we had Lou
didn't
Rawls.
Didn't we have Lou Rawls? He didn't have anything to say.
No, he didn't have anything to say. not a word.
It's always the ones you hope are good.
Yeah. He knows how to sing, Richie. Crank it up.
Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby.
Not trying to make you stay.
But I know somehow, someday,
somewhere.
Although it's better than Patti LaBelle. She fell asleep on us.
Yeah, it's true. Number one this week, 1976. Shake it, baby. Shake your booty. Number one, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Funky.
Well, yeah, this is funky. What were you doing during this week in 1976? And do you remember all of these tunes? Or do a couple of them stand out more than others?
I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
I wasn't born yet.
Good for you, Jennifer. Shake it, baby. 28 after this is the day.
Our brains need stimulation and rest.
Many studies have shown that people that are better sleepers can have up to 10 to 15 times better memory.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The brain needs time to not have all the stimuli from the waking hours.
Neuroscientist Mark Underwood, author of The Brain Health Guide.
So when you go through emotional things during the day, when you experience things, you take in knowledge, your sleep cycle allows you to digest that information so that you can process it and figure out the meaning of those day-to-day events.
That's why the phrase, just sleep on it, is such good advice. Those 8 hours of sleep give your brain the time it needs to organize itself.
Cleaning off your desktop and putting everything away where it belongs, and the stuff that you don't need to address, it just sort of tosses out.
Tomorrow, advice on how to get a good night's sleep. For more information, check out the AARP Brain Health Center. Links to that and the Brain Health Guide are on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit. New line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Branded network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison excludes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promo. Restrictions apply.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I can come on the radio with my friends Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Dr. Jack and talk about the issues of the day. Dr. Jack will join us in a few moments with our focus on the Ebola situation. It's the last election before Election Day, final primary of the season, voting taking place in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, and New York. Make sure you get to the polls. I don't mean to sound like I am a nag. However, this is the only election that really makes any difference. It really doesn't. What you get for choices in November is predicated on whether you have voted in the primary, and so many people don't. News media conspires with those who are in office to keep people away because those whose name has a recognition do better in the primary. Any people coming in that are new, they don't have as much of a chance. And the only way they get support. I mean, look at back to Obama. Who knew who Obama was? He got people out to vote in the primaries for him using social media, and that's how he won. Anybody, there's a young kid who's running for a state rep position that I know. He was an aide to a state rep, very good kid, 29 years old. His name is Brian LaForte. And he's done a great job understanding the system, understanding how to raise money, understanding what the issues are, and doing a good job using social media. And he's going to beat the other guy, who's really a crusty, angry, nasty old guy. And this kid presents a nice, bright face. And that's the kind of people, that may even be how old you are, if you know the issues and you're really passionate, those are the people that ought to be in office who want to serve. The guy who's been in there for 14 years, most of the time doesn't even show up. He doesn't go vote. He doesn't go to the West. He doesn't do anything. And yet he wants to run again because he has been able to pull a lawyer. He's a lawyer, and he's been able to pull a scam off for 14 years, never shows up, never does anything. And this kid's going to be a full-time rep. So I just think those are the kinds of decisions and the kinds of thinking, the process, the kinds of people that we ought to be supporting. Those people are really interested in getting the job done, not that they're just going to, you know, go in, pick up a check, because you can do that. You can get into these jobs. There are plenty of congressmen, 30 or 40 of them, who never vote, never show up. They're never there. They just have name recognition, or they've been in the job for so long. They get them into it. Okay, I can tell when I get there that I need to calm down and move on. All right? I was just thinking about success and how we focus on success here and how we want to have everybody be as successful as possible. Just think about the people at Apple. What a great story. New product. The Dog and Pony Show is today. Richie was talking about it earlier. Whether it's really new or is it just redesigned, isn't there some kind of a wearable phone that they're coming out with today? Didn't I see that?
It's a watch.
Yeah. It's a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a phone and a watch? Is it like Dick Tracy?
It's an extension of your phone. So your phone is what actually does all the work, and then the watch kind of lets you talk through it or see what's going on.
Okay.
Is everybody okay? Somebody vacuuming.
Let me see.
Not on my...
That's Kenny.
Yeah, Ken, are you vacuuming?
Are you vacuuming?
I'm not vacuuming.
All right.
That really sucks.
All right,
I'm
hold on a second, because I want to get to Jack. A top House Republican demanding the Department of Justice hand over contact information. You know, if you haven't seen or heard this yet, you're going to love, love, love this. No matter what your stripes, when you dig into this thing at the IRS, it gets more magnificent with every passing day. These people are so over their heads in lies, and they can't lie their way out of the lies.
No.
It's amazing.
Done. It's so deep.
It really is.
It is so deep.
And it just people who just despise the IRS love this kind of stuff because it shows what the real flavor and color is. And that's why when we asked on, and Kenny, maybe you can follow up on this a little bit. Yesterday's question for you had to do with the opening of Congress and what the issue was that you thought they ought to be dealing with more than any other issue. And every single one of us, without prompting here, said the taxation issue. What were people saying when they responded? Facebook.com/Gaudet and Twitter, Kenny, to the same question.
Well, ISIS was a big one.
Yeah.
Let me see here. ISIS and Ebola are the top big ones.
Are they?
Ryan says the amount of vacations that they take.
Yeah. I mean, what's Congress going to do about Ebola? Nothing. They're not going to do anything about it. It's not their area. What else have you got?
Tyler says border.
Mm-hmm.
Han says reinstating the gold standard.
Really?
I'm down with that.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Anything else you want?
Nothing backing our money up right now. It's worthless. It's paper.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ISIS. It's a lot of the border.
Really?
Illusion. Mm.
So here's the behind-the-scenes story with the Department of Justice trying to investigate itself. Here's a letter from Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, who has once again asked the Attorney General for information on the whereabouts of this guy at the IRS named Andrew Strelka. You've heard his story, right? You know the story of Andrew Strelka?
No.
He's the guy who lorded over the email. He's in charge of email at the IRS. Despite notifying the Oversight and Government Reform Committee that the Justice Department doesn't employ him anymore, they won't tell the committee where he is. He's just disappeared.
He's dead.
He's gone.
The Clintons have killed him, and they've put him in a park.
Buried him in the backyard.
This is just so...
He's down in Whitewater somewhere in Arkansas.
God love these people. My jeez, do they have this
spot. That guy disappeared forever.
Nobody knows
you know where he
is.
He's on a Malaysian jetliner.
Yeah.
That's exactly where he is.
In a moment. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us with a conversation about the World Health Organization's suggestion that people who have survived Ebola, their blood should be used to treat the people who have it now. I bet you haven't heard that suggestion or that solution yet with all of the other hoopla. Speaking of suggestions and hoopla, how many of you have, I have a book that actually you can get hold of. It's called Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever used. It's called Omax 3 Ultra Pure because it has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your mind, your heart, everything. It takes away the brain fog. So Richie should be using this every day.
I am. I've got to take it every day.
Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% potent, 100% pure. It is 15 times better than krill oil in terms of content alone, never mind quality of content, but the amount of omega-3 in krill oil, 1/16th what you would find in an Omax 3 Ultra Pure capsule. Just plain wonderful. When you take Omax 3, you will notice the things that I have noticed. My joints seem to be working better. Who is it that told us they were on the air? And
Roger Hedgecock.
Hedgecock, that's what you said.
He swears that his knees are better and does not need knee surgery anymore after taking it for a couple of months.
Your mind will be sharper, your mood will be better. The best ranked omega-3 to come along for a long, long time is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. And here's how you get it. Because these folks are so sure that you will love the product, they want you to try the first supply, the first 30-day supply, first month, free. To do that, you call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Or you can go to Doug4Omax3.com, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, and you can order it there. No matter what, pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. You'll just know that you're better off. 800-316-7918. Tell him Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
For the Doug Steffen Good Day Medical Department, here's Dr. Jack Stockwell. Everett Jackson Stockwell is here with us every week to go through some of the big medical stories Dr. Stockwell's, his website is jackstockwell.com. Read his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. You want to pick up on what's going on. The Ebola update, the CDC director says it's spiraling out of control. The doctor who came back last week, Rick Sacra, apparently in stable condition. There's a fourth American who hasn't been identified yet, who is back getting treatment at Emory in Atlanta. So here we are trying to figure out who to blame for all of this stuff. That's what the West is trying to do. The people there don't even know what they've been confronted with. But what I thought, Jack, was interesting is that the World Health Organization has issued new recommendations which suggest doctors ought to use the blood of Ebola survivors to treat the people who have come down with the disease. And that's sort of, when you give somebody a vaccine, isn't it in the essence of what you're trying to kill? Something?
Well, usually that works with certain kinds of viral elements that aren't a retrovirus like this one. And what this virus does is it's mutating. It mutates almost from one person to the next person to the next person because this virus does not have DNA in it. And so it's affected by the DNA of its
host
cells.
How could it not
have
DNA in it?
Well, viruses don't have DNA. They have RNA, the messenger part of a DNA structure. So when they get inside of a cell, they rewire the mission of that cell from being a liver cell or a kidney cell into being a viral manufacturing plant. It's the same thing that they discovered back with the AIDS virus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of works, the retrovirus, it doesn't necessarily mean it works backwards, but that's kind of what's going on here. And so this thing is absolutely spreading exponentially in Liberia. And at the same time, President Obama just announced that it's probably never going to be here in America. He just said, we're sending troops over there to help fight this fast spreading Ebola in Africa. Those guys are going to be bringing it back. And it has spread now exponentially in Liberia. And
it's does it or doesn't it spread without contact, without physical contact, getting it through the body?
2 years ago in 2012, in the middle of the year, there was a research group in Canada experimenting with Ebola virus. And they said the one they were working with does spread through the air.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of evidence down there now. This latest doctor who was delivering babies, an American doctor down there for a charity group, delivering babies, not anywhere near a supposed infected Ebola patient, now has Ebola. So there, you know, you don't hear so much now. It's only spread through body fluids. They're not saying that as much. They're not coming out and saying it's spread airborne.
Mm-hmm.
But the transmittable aspects of this viral agent is probably more than what they're being told. And one of the dangerous areas in Liberia is a place that was considered clean as of May of this year, now is having several more cases showing up again. And what's happened is a lot of the people, family members, whatever, who left that area when their other family members were sick and dying are now coming back. And they don't seem to be ill themselves, but suddenly it's exploding back in the original areas where it was first discovered back in December and January. So they so the WHO has just, the World Health Organization, just thrown their hands in the air and said, listen, you have got to understand what's going on here. Dr. Chan, when she went before the United Nations last week, said, you are not giving this the attention you need to give this. This is exploding exponentially. This is growing faster than we have the means to control it. So I believe eventually it's going to be outside of Africa. And when it is, it will just explode wherever it goes.
So then what happens? The end of mankind, as we know.
It could be an epidemic of biblical proportions. Now, I don't mean to get on here and scare anybody, but the rest of the world is not giving this the attention that it's due because it's over there. And it's Africa.
Yeah, nobody cares about Africa.
You know, what do they have? They have oil. So we're over there taking
their
oil.
No, they don't have any oil in most of these countries except Nigeria.
That's the problem. The oil tankers now will not go into the harbor south of Lagos in Nigeria because they're refusing to drive their boats in to load the Nigerian oil because they don't want to get the Ebola.
All right, what's going on with the flu in the Midwest, early season?
Oh, now that is peculiar, isn't it? You get the symptoms of a little gut infection or a respiratory infection, and then the next day you can't even breathe. And it showed up in all these states. Was it, I think it's Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia. Almost instantaneously, all across the midsection of the country, going laterally from left to right. I look for some kind of food, but we're still talking 636. You've got to be on 636 to build that immune system. You can have free information if you just go to jackstockwell.com and ask for it.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell, jackstockwell.com. Read the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. See his advice. A lot of emails go to Jack, and that's as it ought to be. Thank you. Jack 51 after.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone.
And you don't. So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
Fire if the furnace breaks, so it could be so nice.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
Even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Or I could be the man who grows old with you.
Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer. I want to grow old with you. Adam is 48 today. Very clever. One of those people who have to grow on you, at least with me anyway. I didn't like him at first. Now I like pretty much everything.
The guy's a genius. He figured out a formula, and he's able to reinvent that formula all the time, and it's a hit. Bam.
Yep. Good for him.
And Chucker, every time he's got a movie coming out, we have the same conversation. Critics hate it, but it's critic-proof.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It is. I mean, when his movie Blended with Drew Barrymore, The Third Teaming, which came out this summer, critics hated it, but me, my wife, and daughter went to see it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it.
Yep, it's a good time. This is the anniversary, Chucker, of Ted Turner presenting the first of his colorized films. Remember?
Which was the first one?
The first one was Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Yankee Doodle Dandy. All of the things he bought. In the old catalog, they have been, how many, hundreds of them now, right? I never really understood the process and how the heck it works.
But if you remember at that time, he was heavily criticized for doing
something. Oh, he was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, remember The Wizard of Oz?
People were really opposed to the colorization process. So you don't want to see it, you're going to see it.
I was just thinking about this the other day. There is a Beatles remaster of the mono tracks coming out on vinyl shortly, like in the next few weeks. So this is where we went. 20 years ago, we were colorizing classic films, and we were taking mono things and making them digitally CDs and stereo. Now they're making remastered mono vinyl copies of the music we originally bought. That's where we come full circle.
Backwards, go around in a circle. Chuck Curry with movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See storestaples.com for details.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
October Fest.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Oh, hello, Chucker.
And that would mean it's Chucker time.
When you hear the heavy breathing, it's time.
Yeah, hi, Chucker. What do you have for movie news?
Paramount not only has a new Terminator film coming out next summer, but they announced two sequels. One will come out summer 2017. One comes out June 2018. I'm assuming that they like what they see in the dailies of the currently filming film, which will have Arnold Schwarzenegger back as a cyborg character. Good news for the Terminator franchise, although I wish James Cameron, who did the first two Terminators, was directing. He'll be busy directing another three Avatar movies over the next few years. Big TV news item, Doug. AMC has given the green light to a Walking Dead spin-off show that will feature all new characters set in the same universes. The question is, can there be too many zombies on television? Well, according to my 8-year-old daughter, Sydney, absolutely not. She says, bring it on. The Walking Dead comes back for a fifth season, October 10th. And personally, I can't wait. One other bit of movie news, or TV news, actress Rachel McAdams being eyed for the female lead on the second season of True Detective. Vince Vaughn and Colin Farrell reportedly will be the male leads. Rachel McAdams.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.